Money. It's something you can love and hate all at once. You use it every day. And at the moment, the big question is cash or card. But is that the right question to be asking about money in your future? Should it be cash, card, or crypto? Futurist Steve Sammartino is here to talk payments on the web with me now. Hi, Steve.
G'day. How you doing?
I'm going well. What are web payments? Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so web payments, there's a few ways we can do it. We can do it using our existing currencies where we use our credit card or PayPal or some of the other payment services. But essentially, they always go through banks. They always go through the existing financial infrastructure. But the future of web payments any way we transact online is really going to be through cryptocurrencies, where that's an entirely separate currency that sits and lives in the ether. No one owns and controls it. And we just click a button and money will be transferred directly from one party to another with no intermediary in the middle skimming off profits.
Now, I've heard of this cryptocurrency. I know someone who is very keen on cryptocurrency and, in fact, is already working in that area. Does it work, in your view, and is it a safe way to work?
Yeah, absolutely it does. So let's just go back a couple of steps. I mean, the first thing we need to remember is that currency itself is a form of technology, right? All forms of currency are basically technologies, and we've had so many currencies through history. You know, we go way back to cowrie shells in barter economies, grain receipts in the agricultural era, ferrous coins in the Iron Age, bills of exchange in the Age of Discovery, and fiat currency is what we have now. Fiat currency is currency that has been given by the government, just with a piece of paper with someone's head on it. It's all based on trust. It's not really worth anything. And cryptocurrency is a type of currency that uses mathematical formulas that have the currency there so that it can't be messed with by anyone. No one owns or controls it, and there's a fixed amount of them using cryptography. So it actually, in many ways, is safer than the existing currencies that we've got because, especially with Bitcoin, no one can mess with it. You can't have a government printing more money and destabilizing their currency and making it worth less money. It's almost like gold, where there's a fixed amount of it. But unlike gold, which is hard to ship around and hard to transact, you can just send it through the ether on the internet to anyone, and it's safer than any currency which is decreed by government.
Now, you mentioned Bitcoin there. So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the way I understand Bitcoin is that it's almost like trading on the share market. These Bitcoins can be, one day they could be worth, you know, $1.50, and the next day, depending on the way the market works, they could be worth $120 per Bitcoin. Is that right?
Yeah, look, it is true. Here's what happens with Bitcoin and all cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin a little bit less than some of the other smaller cryptocurrencies. There are many, many cryptocurrencies now. Like I said, it's a form of technology, just like there are many national currencies, there are many cryptocurrencies. And Bitcoin does fluctuate a lot, and there's speculation around it. It's a little bit like what happened in the early dot-com era, where people speculate thinking something will go up in value. People have speculated on gold for a lot of years, and you know, as of today, one Bitcoin's worth $14,000, so it's actually worth a lot of money.
One Bitcoin?
Yeah, one.
14
one
grand?
Bitcoin. Yeah, US dollars. So it's actually a lot more. It's probably about 17,000 Australian dollars. And they started out at, I don't know, a few cents when it was first launched. And it became, you know, it was on the agenda when it was about $300. That's when we first started to hear about it. So people have speculated and people have become Bitcoin billionaires. That's a fact. And it's real. And people speculate a lot. And that's one of the problems with cryptocurrency right now, is that it's not stable. In order for a currency to be effective, you need six things. This is really interesting, right? So it needs to be scarce, which means that anyone can't just have it. It needs to be scarce. It needs to be durable. It needs to be divisible, like you can, you know, cut it down into little numbers and big numbers. It needs to be portable. You can ship it anywhere. That's why the money that we have, you know, with paper notes or shipping money on the internet, people need to accept it. And it needs to have trust. But the one thing it needs above everything is stability. Because unless it's stable in its price, right? You can't really transact in it. You wouldn't buy your groceries with it, because what if you put your money into Bitcoin and it's $14,000 today and then tomorrow it's $10,000? Well, you've lost, you know, 40% of its value. So that's one of the problems with Bitcoin, is it hasn't stabilized because there's so much speculation around it.
When I had a conversation with someone about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin specifically, there was a concern from this person that this was like a pyramid scheme, where for someone to be successful and to make money out of Bitcoin, someone had to lose. Is that a misconception?
Yeah, I think that's a misconception. I mean, pyramid schemes are more about selling something that isn't really there. You need more people, and eventually you run out of people down the bottom to keep selling something to and doubling the value of something. Cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins. It's a fixed amount, like the Earth has a fixed amount of gold. That's why people speculate around it. But at some point it will stabilize, just like all currencies do, and when it's on the market, it'll just be worth what it's worth. So, yes, there is speculation based on what it's going to be worth, but it's not really like a pyramid scheme, but it's more just a basic form of speculation at the moment, because people think it's going to be worth a lot more than it is. Some people say it's going to be worth well over $1 million per Bitcoin eventually.
Wow. Futurist Steve Sammartino, he's with me this morning, and we're talking about payments on the web. We're talking about whether it'll be cash or card, and we're also talking about cryptocurrency. Now, you've got me very intrigued, because I'm absolutely, when you're talking about one Bitcoin at the moment being worth $14,000, are they available now? Can you get online and buy a Bitcoin for $14,000 if you want to?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely. I mean, it's pretty easy to get on board. You know, there's a lot of places where you can just go. If you just did an internet search on, you know, buy crypto or buy Bitcoin, you'd be able to do what they call the onboarding process. You would have to buy it using your credit card to get on board. And any gains that you make from cryptocurrency, they have capital gains tax in this country, so it's recognised as a financial asset. It's actually not recognised as a currency by our government. It's actually recognised as an asset, as
but
a
the
capital
tax
asset.
Steve, the tax department have signed off on this, though, haven't they? They recognise it.
Yeah, they recognise it. And it is used for payments, but mostly people use it to speculate at this point in time. But if you bought some Bitcoin and then you sold it at a profit, you'd have to pay tax on that profit. Whereas if you bought some US dollars and the Australian dollar went down in value and then you cashed it in, you wouldn't have to pay tax on that.
Okay. Now, I'll say this in the middle of this interview, that anything you and I talk about today, we're not advising, or we are not endorsing Bitcoin or saying
absolutely.
Go out and buy it. If you get,
if
it's, you know, you can buy one for $14,000 in 6 months, that's going to be worth $250,000. We're not saying
$2.
How, in your experience and with the experience you've got in this area, do you think it's a good investment? Would you go and buy one?
I have some cryptocurrencies, but I wouldn't regard it as an investment. I think it's far too speculative. What for me is interesting is, in a global economy, we need a global currency. Having currencies where we're trading on e-commerce around the world, where you go buy a pair of sneakers in America and it costs you a different amount, and this trading, it sort of doesn't make sense for the modern economy to have different currencies in different countries. We need a global currency, and we need one that has low cost to transact, and because there's no banks in the middle, it's really low cost. And we even need a way to be able to pay for things on the internet while we're surfing around and reward people who create good content. You know, it may well be in the future that you just click a button on your internet browser and you can pay for a video that you watch directly to someone, not through PayPal or Patreon or any of these areas. You can reward someone who writes a good article or puts up a good video. And we can transact more simply using a crypto and a digital currency, which is safe and trustworthy and easy. So that's kind of where the technology will end up. And I think crypto as a form of speculation investment is kind of the wrong approach. What we need is something that we can transact with that holds its value, so that you can hold money in crypto and not worry about it going up or down, which isn't really good for business. What you want is a stable currency, and that's what crypto is lacking, is stability, because that enables us to transact with less friction and make our e-commerce and online experiences better.
Now, on Saturday morning, I mentioned this a little earlier before I came along to talk to you, I spoke to Alex Morris, and Alex comes on my Saturday program regularly, and our discussion was about cash or card and whether we were heading towards a cashless society where there's no cash. All the transactions will be done electronically, and you will pay, you know, we can already tap and go. Do you have a thought there, Steve? Is cash going to be a thing of the past?
Absolutely it is. It absolutely is. Already we have laws in Australia where you're not allowed to do a transaction for more than $10,000 in cash. That's illegal. Some countries it's as low as $1,000, and other countries have said that they're going to remove all cash. And the incentive for the government is quite clear, because to remove the black market and the cash economy where people can avoid tax, they have a clear incentive to do that. I think certainly there's convenience with using cards. It makes it harder to lose money, and it's more secure. But it does track us as humans. There's far less chicanery that can go on. But cash is having a very, very fast exit from society. Less than 10% of transactions in stores now are with cash. So it's really, really significant. And with COVID, you know, the touch and go and social distancing, it's only going to accelerate that. But I would be very surprised if cash is part of the economy, almost a rarity, you know, a decade from now.
I suppose there'd be some, maybe many of our listeners today who might be in the 75 to 85 and even older bracket who would hear this and say, well, I want my cash. I want to be able to buy things with cash. I don't like cards. Do you think it's going to be 10 years? I mean, you've said 10 years. Could it be sooner than 10 years that there'll be cash will be a thing of the past?
I think it won't be outlawed. We'll still have the cash, but it'll just become so infrequent and a very small percentage of the population will do it. Yeah, just like let's imagine checks. Not many people use checks these days. We usually do electronic transfer of funds to pay bills and to pay businesses. But the checks still exist. So you tend to have an overlap of old technology and new technology. So I don't think it'll be outlawed. It certainly will become less frequent and just be a real small, let's call it a rounding error, put a pun in there, for what cash will be. As a percentage of transactions in society.
Steve, it's great to talk to you today. Really appreciate you coming on the program. You certainly educated me a little more on this. And I actually looked at Bitcoin a while back and I thought, yeah, I could put some money into that. But I'm not going to buy one for 14 grand, I can tell you now.
Well, you can buy a tiny percentage of one, which is interesting. You don't have to buy a whole one. You can buy $10 worth of Bitcoin.
$10 worth?
Yeah, $1. You can buy whatever you want.
So one, but a full coin is worth
$14,000.
Yeah. So I suppose if you want to speculate, you might get 10 of your mates.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
righto. You got me interested again. I'm interested again. Steve, thanks for coming on, mate.
Absolute pleasure.
There's futurist Steve Sammartino here to talk about payments on the web.